from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show. Starring.
I'm here for it, Brock.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
Giving those guys the day off prior to a game is maybe making a difference in some ways.
Is that what it is?
Work-life balance.
They should use... It
freaking works.
They should...
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen!
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Greg, you asked. It shows that it's Elliot's Wolf decision.
Elliot's Wolf.
Elliot's Wolf. Is it Elliot's Wolf?
It's Elliot's.
Have you ever heard a single name right now? I know, I'm horrible at names.
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
The Piscataqua. Piscataqua? Piscataqua.
Piscataqua Bridge.
And accompanied by...
The Real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
The last thing the Patriots need is some dope from the Red Sox commenting about what's happening at their place. We got enough of our own problems.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I'm 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of...
You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill!
Show!
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right.
Friday.
What yeah. is good?
Wow.
Is it happy or is it melancholy? It's technically the final day of summer. I get it. The weather will continue and September is kind of a summer month.
Right.
But in my mind,
not too distant future.
It's over, Wiggy.
That is it.
Get the snowblower ready.
Oh, man.
You don't have to worry about that.
No,
now.
No, but just the cold weather and the snow is a pain in the
You'll
ass.
Love it. With the I views know. Of your apartment, it'll be gorgeous.
No. Yeah, yeah. Give no. it to me for
gorgeous.
One day, and then
Stop.
I need 70 degrees.
Stop, Courtney.
I love it.
You love fall.
Love
you,
fall.
You love pumpkin spice season. I know. I don't mind fall. I mean, obviously, it's great because of football, but
right.
It's just that feeling that, especially at my advanced age,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how many summers I have left.
Yeah.
Chime, I don't know how many more. I don't know how many
Greg,
summers.
You got plenty left in
you.
Don't
so?
You worry.
I
you
don't
got plenty
know.
Gas left in the tank.
I just don't. I do not know. So.
Well, I set my sights now on the beginning of spring.
Oh.
That's yeah. what I'm looking at.
That's
for.
Terrible. You're wishing yeah. your life away.
No, I'm wishing the warm weather.
So clearly also have the Red Sox.
Yes, they
set
have.
Their sights on spring. I'm not even gonna.
Yeah.
I was bothered. I was bothered as soon as I woke up this morning. I am taking a new approach, and I am going to look ahead. And there's a bright future. Alex Cora's locked down for the next 3 years, and we're loaded up with prospects. And so I am going to, short of some sort of a miracle happening, mm-hmm. and I understand. George, who berated me all night for not being loyal to the Red Sox the other night, is somebody who is still on board. But 2-0 loss last night,
mm-hmm.
and that puts you 3.5 out of that third and final wild card spot with less than 30 to play.
Yeah.
So you can do the math.
Yeah.
I mean, if you win out, then obviously you're a playoff team. I just
KG says anything is possible, but
yes,
it is what it is.
It is. It kind of is. Kind of is what it is.
Yeah. Don't get too caught in it. Like, you know, don't let them suck you back in too much if they go on like a 3-4 game win streak.
Well, I mean, I would be if they did. I would be encouraged, but that doesn't
mm-hmm.
appear to be what's happening. They win one and they lose two. So you know what? I'll look optimistically toward the future.
That's all you can do.
That's the only option. Mm. I
that's
think.
All you can do.
Only option.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Remember that song?
That is true. Curtis remains on vacation. He will return on Tuesday
mm-hmm.
and get back to work on the show. And we have a lot. We will have a lot to get to on Tuesday because it is officially game week for the New England Patriots. And so Gerard Mayo will be on this show on Tuesday.
Wow.
That should be an interesting one. And we will also be joined on Tuesday by the great Ty Law.
Mm.
And then on Wednesday, Boomer Esiason, who is back on this show throughout the NFL season. So,
well, it's going to be interesting to see how he can talk himself, Gerard, out of this one in the sense of Drake outperformed Brissett,
yeah.
but we're going with Brissett.
I don't know what he's going to say about it, I will be here for it. So
I told you, I've given him a G pass already because I don't think he has any control when it comes to the offense. I don't think he has any control and any real like vetoing power when it comes to decision making at the quarterback position.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's basically been set, given, hey, you can run the defense, you can, you know, shuffle guys around how you like over there.
Yeah.
But on the offensive side of the football, it's going to be Elliott's Wolf's decision.
Yeah.
And that's
well,
it.
In less than an hour, we will get to banter back and forth on what Drake May said yesterday about the injustice that was done to him
mm-hmm.
by his Patriot overlords. And a little bit of a passive-aggressive excuse, sort of, perhaps, or a passive-aggressive critique of the way in which he was brought along by
a
this
veiled
coaching.
Shot, if you will.
Maybe, I think. Maybe inadvertent. Sometimes the best passive-aggressive shots are taken inadvertently, Shime. So I don't know. But we'll get to that and the rest of They Said It coming up on this morning show. And if you were waiting for Brandon Ayuk to ride in on his white horse and save your New England
yeah.
Patriots football team, that's not happening either.
It's a weird story.
It's not really weird. It's basically like you've got every NFL wide receiver now who's going to sign a deal And a year into it or 2 years into it, they're going to refuse to show up for training camp. And then the team is going to have no choice but to write them, in the case of Brandon Ayuk, a $120 million paycheck front-loaded, which, by the way, he owes some kind of an edible arrangement to Elliott's Wolf and to Robert Kraft and to Gerard Mayo for getting him that $120 million.
The 49ers would have you believe that contract's been on the table since
August 12th.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
So that's why I'm saying it's very confusing.
Right.
What changed from August 12th to now if it's the same money that was on the table for him and he was missing practice?
I have no idea. Like, there's a good parking spot, but I'm going to see if I can find a better one, and then I'm going to circle the block and pocket one that was.
It makes no sense. But he had already, it seems like he had already turned down all those other offers before August 12th. So they put $120 million down in front of Ayuk. He seems to have turned his nose up to it. And now, 3 weeks later, he signs that deal?
Unless the deals that he was getting offered by other teams weren't...
That's fine. But the same amount of money the 49ers had on the table since August 12th,
right,
that he chose 3 weeks until he signed it. That makes no sense to me.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe the other deals were Patriots, Pittsburgh, and Cleveland weren't as good as...
Well, we know the Patriots was, right?
Reportedly, all three of them were over $30 million a year.
Yeah.
Right, but I'm talking about the guaranteed money. Don't get caught up in the $30
million. But all of those were before August 12th. That's what I'm saying. Like, those offers were before August 12th.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Great point, Courtney. Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm confused.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe what he did is he forced their hand, and then August 12th, they put a deal on the table for him, and he goes, all right, I got, four deals on the table, and maybe they're a little bit better, but I'm getting the money that I want from San Francisco.
I'm with Alan from Nashville. Some guys just don't want to practice.
Yeah, that could be the case. He is thinking about the last and final days of summer and wants to enjoy the golf course or the pool or the beach.
Do you know what they call that, Greg?
What?
Work-life balance.
Yes, it is, Courtney. Yep. Work-life balance. Yep. Is Alan from Nashville in the Twitch chat?
Yes.
Oh, good morning. Hello. Thank you to everyone that is up early on a Friday before a long weekend and watching the show on Twitch. And you can do that at any time. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And you can do the same thing on YouTube and watch the show on YouTube as well. And you can stream the show at WEEI.com if you cannot listen on the radio. And you can, if you choose, you can listen to the show on the Odyssey app. And you can download the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY. And listen to us from wherever you are on the theoretical last day of summer. Are you, Shime, or last Friday of summer, I guess, are you willing to sprinkle in a few end-of-summer-themed rejoins this morning?
Sure, I'd be happy to.
Okay. Will you be taking requests?
Absolutely.
Okay. On your DMs?
Yeah, ShimeTime12 on Instagram, at ShimeTime on Twitter.
Okay. All right. I have a few, if you are looking, but...
Greg, sling those puppies my way.
It would
not
be,
Courtney's, though.
We would be derelict in our duty if we did not at some point play musical homage to the end of summer and look ahead toward autumn.
Yep. All right.
News with Courtney coming up at 7:45 this morning. And during the news, an Arizona office has finally discovered what was stinking up the place in someone's cube. And unfortunately, it was not old food. So we will get to that and the rest of the news with Courtney coming up at 7:45 this morning. Wiggy, it is International Bacon Day, and I think you're going to have an opportunity to celebrate. I got food for everybody today. So
yes,
I'll tell you.
You did?
Yeah, I'll tell you about it later. I didn't just get, I mean, I hate to stress brag, but I didn't just get food. Do you want me to announce this for you people now? It's really just for you. It's not for the listeners. It's of no interest to the listeners, really.
Okay.
There's a big-ass food truck outside right now making Friday Labor Day food for everybody.
Yes.
All right. That's
everybody.
That is a good thing.
All of you, College Tom. Is College Tom here today?
Unfortunately, he is not. I'm a one-man army back
here, Greg. Where's College Tom?
He is at college, actually. He has a class this morning, so unfortunately he wasn't able to be.
This show is not more important than college?
You know, Greg, it is, but I'm proud of Tom sticking to his education, really, really grinding away.
What kind of Institute of Higher Learning has classes on the Friday before Labor Day?
I believe that would be like Curry College. I think that's where he is.
That is utterly ridiculous.
And these are live bullets in here. He's not going to get that in class.
Right. Correct, right.
You know?
Professor?
You're right, Wiggy. You can't get no way to replace the live reps that you get on this program.
That's what this is. He's sitting in the classroom just, you know, watching from the sidelines.
Right. He's probably in there, and some professor who was never in radio is trying to tell him how to answer the phone and screen calls. That's probably not. It's not going to work for college, Tom. All right.
I do give him credit, though. After doing the show yesterday, he went right back, went to another class yesterday afternoon.
He did?
Yep. Kids a grinder.
Yeah, I like college, Tom.
Me too.
How did Jackson do producing the afternoon show yesterday?
I didn't hear of any disasters, so I can say that a win.
You were slow to answer there.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't fully in tune to his performance, but I didn't hear about any mistakes or disasters.
Did you get a review? Did you happen to check in with the Bland manager and find out how our guy did?
I haven't talked to Ken yet today. I'll check in with him after the show, see what's up.
Okay. I think, like Shime said, if there were some disasters, we probably would have heard about it. So, good for Big Crack, you know, moving on up, like the Jeffersons.
Yep. Absolutely. All right. Well, if you want to be on the show today, and we would love to have you, you could call 617-779-7937. If you prefer to text, you can text at any time on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. We will get to our leads in 10 minutes.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And it's Love It Shime. Will we get sunny and 75 for most of the Labor Day weekend?
Yeah, so it looks like definitely today. Today is going to be sunny, beautifully sunny, high of like 74.
Okay.
73, 74.
Mm-hmm. Good day. Great day to be stuck in 3 hours of traffic for me trying to get to the Cape. Beautiful day for that.
Yeah, you're going to have a blast with that. Tomorrow looks good. Partly cloudy. High of 81 for you.
Excellent. Right.
Sunday, you could deal with a little rain. It should be done early in the morning, though, so you should be able to enjoy your entire day. Again, high of 81, partly cloudy. And then Monday, a perfect sunny and 75. Hmm.
So Monday looks like it's the money day of the Labor Day weekend.
Today and Monday, yes.
Okay.
Have you made your decision on what you're going to do heading to the Cape?
I think we're going to have to leave tomorrow because Lindsay has to work. By the time I could have left today, it would have been 4 o'clock or something. And there's no way I'm doing that. No. So it's fine. Mm. I'm delighted. I've never been to Katuit. I'm very excited. I got a lot of great recommendations on restaurants, not only in the tiny little town of Katuit, but in the Mashpee area. And the there's a place called Blue, which everybody says is great in Mashpee. And I got a recommendation from our guy, Dana Panapento, who used to work here. Mm-hmm. About a great restaurant.
Be nice. What up?
So I will. I will. I'm looking forward to it. It's nice. I'm excited. I'm sad. I'm sad. It's end of summer, but you got to get the most out of it that you can. So
for a guy who talks about how millennials hate working, it is shocking that your girlfriend is maybe the only millennial that has to go in and do work.
Yes, she's. That's one of the reasons. One of the many reasons. Yeah. Why I am enamored with her is
enamored
her work ethic and drive. Yes.
All right. He's head over heels.
Here's a 781 text that says, Greg, I will not miss summer because I cannot stand mowing my lawn.
Mm.
See, Wiggy and I, we are, I was going to say empty nesters, but that term is offensive.
Yes.
We learned that on the show last week. We are next chapterers.
Yep.
We don't have to mow the lawn anymore.
No.
I kind of actually do miss it. I mean, the fact that I don't have a lawn and that you're out there, you get the lawn smell. Is there anything better than the lawn
Fresh
smell?
Fresh cut grass is just ideal.
But I never mowed the lawn anyway. So, I mean, hey, for me, I didn't plow or anything. I'm just not a fan of the winter and cold weather and the snow's coming. And,
I know.
It's just.
But you have to admit that a freshly mowed lawn.
Oh, yeah.
Smells fantastic.
It really shouldn't have a big fishy smell.
No, it should not.
If your lawn smells fishy, call the authorities.
Yes. Yeah, it's not better than green grass. You're right. It can land.
Stay away. Speaking of smells, we will get to the news with Courtney at around 7:45. And it turns out that an office in Arizona has discovered the lingering smell in somebody's cube and what was causing it. And so we will get to that coming up at 7:45. This is Greg from New Hampshire. Hello, Greg.
Hey, good morning, crew. How are you? I don't know what stinks in a cubicle, but I know what stinks down in Foxborough. I think it's Bob Kraft.
Oh.
For years we heard about, I sat on the metal seats. I want nothing but a championship for this region. What the hell happened? Now we don't care about anything. This is all crap. And I'm going to tell you, this organization is on the verge of being the laughing stock in sports. Not football, but sports. They're god awful, and there's no beautiful picture in sight. I think we stink for the next 4 or 5 years.
And this is, I'm assuming you're basing this on the announcement yesterday about Jacoby Brissett being the starter for the season, by the way.
Absolutely. And where was Kraft in his smiley little bright face? How come he didn't have anything to say to us? He's gone into an old man coma. He's no longer in charge of this team, and the best interest of this team, I don't believe he has really any care anymore. If he did, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing.
I don't know. We argued this a little bit yesterday towards the end of the show. You don't think Robert Kraft wants Drake May to be his starter week one for just purely for interest purpose?
I do. Why isn't he then?
Maybe he decided not to meddle. He decided to stay out of.
It's your first year as a head coach. If anything, I think you would want to assert dominance and say, like, this is my team. This is going to go my way. The look on his face when he went out there, and Wiggy was spot on, that the fact that he took two questions and it ended under 2 minutes. We have spoken to Gerard Mayo a few times now. He doesn't mince words. He doesn't try to shorten,
He's not a brevity guy.
No, he will go on and on. And if you don't understand, he wants to go back to you to make sure you do.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that he just said, yeah, this is it. We're all on the same page. We're all behind Jacoby. Like, there was something up before that press conference happened.
Because at least if May starts, he could get killed. It could be a rough year.
But at least it gives Patriots fans, it gives us interest to watch this guy every play, every game. You know, when he does look good, that'll give us the, I guess, the excitement to see, like, oh, once they put some pieces around him, he could really be a great quarterback. So I think that's what Robert Kraft would like as well as everybody else.
We have decided, or I have decided.
You know, so, and I get you, he's not meddling in it, but I think the interest level that fans would have for May out there is so much greater than knowing what you're going to get out of Jacoby Brissett with a team that's not very good.
Yeah, I said it yesterday. I'll keep saying it. Mm-hmm. I don't understand it. I don't get it. Like, you went specifically out and got a quarterback at number three. First time the organization had had the opportunity to pick at that high of a draft position in decades. And so, why waste him? Why sit him on the bench? Especially when you've seen what the other guy can do. And quite frankly, it's not been that impressive. Yeah. I mean, like, if you want to argue, if you're Alex Van Pelt and you want to argue that Jacoby Brissett is a better option because he's more familiar with the West Coast offense, he hasn't looked like a better option. He's hurt. Isn't he hurt?
His shoulder.
Like, he's going to be the guy that you're going to start week one when he's hurt and he hasn't shown you anything. I mean, listen, I'm not there for camp, so maybe he looks extraordinary. He hasn't looked great in the games. You haven't seen him much in the games. And Drake May, we'll get to what Drake May said yesterday, but we'll do that during They Said It in a half an hour. But he clearly doesn't feel like he got the opportunity to participate in a real quarterback competition. That, to me, is an issue. Like, if you're going to call it publicly a quarterback competition, make it a competition. So we'll get to what Drake May said coming up at 7. But right now, let's get to this, Shime.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Does that make you sentimental, Coach?
No, you know. I mean,
it was just a year ago.
Yeah.
That the outlook was very positive for Brockton High School football.
Positive this year.
Just a year ago.
I was down there a couple days ago.
I understand. Uh-huh. Did they have you thrown out?
No. Told you. Okay. I got an Ernie Adams rule.
All right. Well, that's one good thing about summer ending is
football season.
If you're a parent and
college football last night, too.
Woo! That's my lead. Oh, stay off of
it. Don't step on toes.
Courtney, BC, Monday night.
I know, FSU. And FSU coming off that loss to Georgia Tech. So, I mean, Bill O'Brien.
You're gonna love my lead,
in Bill,
Courtney.
I trust.
In Bill, you trust, right?
Yep.
Hallelujah.
What, is that your lead? Is it about
football.
BC specifically?
Maybe I'll drop a little nugget in there.
That'd be nice.
Bill O'Brien will be a guest on this show every week during the NFL season, which I am very excited about. He will join us next week, Bill O'Brien. All right, Chime, your lead this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Greg. We've talked about it a little bit, but it has now been approximately 22 hours since Gerard Mayo has named Jacoby Brissett the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots. And I got to tell you, this is not hyperbole. This is the dumbest, D-U-M-B-E-S-T, all capitals, dumbest decision not involving Tom Brady that has been made in this city in 25 years.
In 25 years?
This is the stupidest decision I've ever seen in my life. Because here's the thing. For all you people that are like, the offensive line stinks. You're going to get him killed out there. Well, when Jacoby Brissett gets killed, what are you doing? You're going to Joe Milton instead of Drake May because you want to keep sitting him? You cut Bailey Zappe so the other guy you could throw out there to get banged up isn't around anymore. Mm-hmm. So if you're really worried about the offensive line, Jacoby Brissett's probably going to be dead after week one the way he looked against the Washington Commanders, who, by the way, now it's time to get into the Washington Commanders. Wiggy pointed this out yesterday. Great job by you, Wiggy. Excellent research. Mm-hmm. Washington Commanders, according to PFF, 27th ranked offensive line. New England Patriots, 28th. They have no problem starting Jaden Daniels. And you want to know something even crazier? The Washington Commanders defense is going to be bottom fourth of the league, whereas the New England Patriots defense should be top half of the league.
No one in the league, virtually no one in the league, who took a quarterback in the early portion of the first round is not starting him except the New England Patriots.
Right. Yeah, it's literally just the Patriots and then the Falcons because they had signed a guy to a $100 million contract guaranteed, which makes sense because there's the other group of people that are like, well, look at all the other quarterbacks that have sit behind starters and been successful after they sat for some time. Yeah, because they all sat behind playoff quarterbacks like Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre and Drew Bledsoe and Alex Smith, and like, it's just... I'm losing my mind. People are trying to justify a ridiculously dumb decision, and they sound even dumber. And it's becoming infuriating to me, and I'm really upset about it.
Shime, well put.
Thank you.
Very, very well put. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. This is going to be a classic lead of old heads versus youngins. College football, a lot of people were excited when coaches were voting to get iPads on the sidelines in college football.
Yes.
Everybody except Chuck Martin, who is the coach at Miami of Ohio.
All right.
He didn't want iPads on the sidelines, and he was the only coach to vote against it in college football. Here's why he didn't want it.
We love technology, and everybody's all excited about the iPads. I was the only coach in the country to vote against them. Like, well, I don't want iPads. I want to... The old days, you actually watch the action, figure out what's going on. You had to go make adjustments. You don't... Like, I can get a 9-year-old kid to watch the play on iPad and say, listen, that guy was running wide open up the seam. We should cover him, right? Like, there's... So... All the technology, it's smart by the technology people that sell it. And like, I hate all of it. I used to like when you had a coach. Now I am a coach. I got an iPad. I'd watch every single play right after it happened. Like, you used to have to make in-game adjustments. Now the iPad will make them for you. Pretty soon there'd be robots on the sides. You only have to hire us. You wouldn't even be talking to me. You know, it'd be great. Oh, this is great. This technology. Like, we'll have fake officials, fake players, fake. It'll just be like playing NCAA 25, you know. Just play video game.
I mean, Chuck Martin, I understand what he's saying. He doesn't want robots to be running the sidelines soon enough. But if technology is there to help make things easier for people, you should take advantage of it.
That is so stupid.
Well,
because you know
But what he's saying is, listen to him.
Yeah.
He's saying it is an advantage when it comes to coaching.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a college football team that has a great coach.
Right.
It is an advantage when technology is not available at every turn for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So it eliminates an advantage that one might get from having a fantastic football coach. Now, listen, of course, I'm the guy screaming about it.
Has the opportunity to have the iPads.
Courtney loses her mind because I still write out every day my show notes and what I think we should do on the show, where we're going to do it. So I'm old head on this one.
Well, let me give
I could
you
do
a...
that in my notes in my phone.
No, I like that you do it with your neon paper. It's cute.
Greg, I don't
very
think,
demure.
Greg, I don't think you're really old head on
very
this.
Very mindful.
Because let me just kind of give you a window into like really what the iPad is or is replacing. Is basically what you saw in the NFL for so many years when you see Bill Belichick going through the pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all the iPad is. It's just the still pictures on the iPad that the coaches can look at the same way they were handed the pictures that we see Bill going through. Now they just hand you an iPad. It's not like you actually can play the play. It's just still pictures of coverage, formation, that kind of thing.
Interesting point from a 781 texter. Without the advancement of technology, I would not have a screenshot saved of Courtney's areola. So
you're going to jail if you have that. It's a warning.
I don't think they're going
to. I have a team of lawyers.
I don't believe they're going to jail for that.
Yeah, they are.
They just happen to catch something in a reel this week.
Yeah.
Jail.
If they post it, then maybe there's an issue.
Jail.
But if they keep it for their own.
If they share it, jail.
Yeah, if they share it.
I don't know if you can. I don't think you can do that.
I think so.
You put it out there.
Yeah.
All right. Great lead, Courtney.
One of them fools got to know he going to jail.
Great lead from Courtney.
Thank you.
We'll get to Wiggy's lead and to my lead on the Friday before the long Labor Day weekend next. Great one, Chime. Chime and I often ridiculed in the Twitch chat and in public over our love for OAR, but we're fine with that. We don't care.
No, I Chime. Will never live in shame for that.
We don't care. That's a song about a boat.
Yeah, it's something I didn't know that you actually taught me yesterday.
The Nantucket Boat. And so at one point, Mark Roberge, the lead singer of that band, had went, I think, Sag Harbor or something. That Nantucket Boat was always there in the harbor. And he went there late September, early October, what have. and the boat was gone, and that meant summer was over.
Oh.
Sad. But we got time. Don't worry about it. I'm going to stop talking about that. I'm going to stop talking about the Red Sox losing over and over and over again when I need them to win. Let's get to the rest of the leads. Wiggy, hello and good morning.
All right, good morning. So, listen, Patriots season, it's going to be a struggle. Hopefully Drake May will see him, you know, a lot earlier rather than later. Yeah. But for all of us college football fans out there, college football is officially back this weekend. We talked about the Notre Dame, Florida State and Georgia Tech game. My Georgia Bulldogs, they open up Saturday against Clemson, the number one team in the country, Georgia.
I just realized that your boys will be going against Georgia this season.
That they will be.
And UMass has Georgia on the schedule.
Yes, awesome. November 23rd.
We should do something out there show-wise.
Road trip!
Let's go. Is the game down
in Athens?
Oh, it is.
Yep.
That's on my bucket list.
That would be like that's an interstate road show.
Yes, that's all right.
Okay, we can.
I still got a couple connects down there. We can make it do what it do.
Okay.
But if you're a college football fan like myself, the one thing I am excited about, and you know we are walking a little bit, is the 12 playoff teams that we will see this season and how that will shake up. So I am excited about that. I'm excited to see that there's going to be a bigger field, a bigger playoff system. Excuse me. So if you're a college football fan, I think that's something to look forward to all season long. The format is cool. There's always going to be a few little wrinkles and hiccups in it. Like the four conference champions automatically get a seed and a first round bye, and the four conference champions are the SEC, the Big Ten, Big 12, and ACC. So there'll always be a couple hiccups here and there, but it'd be very interesting to watch. Last night, Colorado, I don't know if anybody watched a little bit of that game. You saw Deion Sanders, who's definitely on the hot seat in the sense of, like, expectations are high. His kid went out there and lit it up.
Yeah.
We'll get to see Courtney.
Travis Hunter is awesome.
Oh, Travis Hunter is amazing. Two-way player. I actually played with a two-way player. There hasn't been many in college football history. Charles Woodson, I played with Champ Bailey. Who was the other couple of guys?
Wait, Champ played both ways in college? Yeah,
yes. Played receiver, running back, I mean, DB. So he's kind of similar to what you see with Travis Hunter. But you're going to see Florida State is going to get an opportunity. BC.
Yep.
Be a good game.
Yeah, it's Monday night.
Monday night.
23-point favorites against BC.
Well, I'm sorry.
Well,
I apologize, but that's the way it goes.
Right, but who knows? Look what Georgia Tech was able to do. They ran the ball well. They took care of the football, and they were able to beat Florida State.
Yep.
So anything is possible. But college football is here for us in New England for people that might be looking at the Sunday games like, ooh, this could be another bad one.
Okay, Wiggy, thank you so much.
You got it.
We had a caller the other day who inquired about whether I enjoyed a good state fair every once in a while, and my answer was not really. However, I will tell you that the Minnesota State Fair is underway. And the big surprise at this year's Minnesota State Fair when it comes to food items is how much of a hit one particular item is with fairgoers. It's a Friday, so I figured a food lead was appropriate. There are lines that are a couple hundred deep to sample this item that you are about to see if you're watching the show on Twitch or on YouTube. The surprise hit of the Minnesota State Fair is deep fried ranch dressing.
Oh.
Would you?
Yes.
You would?
100%.
I don't know if I would.
I'm going to eat my way across the fair.
I don't know if I would or not.
I would dabble.
But if you look at it,
I'd give it a shot.
The ranch doesn't appear to be warmed at all, and maybe that's why people love it. Like, I would expect the ranch to congeal and to be something that you could bite into.
That's disgusting.
Like a cheese?
Like, this is basically dipping your... This looks like a nugget with ranch on it. It's just like a French fry that you're dipping into cold ranch. That sounds... Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah, but the ranch isn't going to be cold. It's going to be warm because it's going to be fried.
As long as it's not congealed like a cheese.
I would say it would be more like a ravioli or something.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
But people love it. Like, it is a giant hit. Like,
I'd give it a shot.
You would?
I was a little skeptical of deep fried Oreos. And then I had one.
And you loved it?
And I was like, wow, this is really good.
Yeah.
So, you know, before I would have been like, oh, I would never do that. But I you know what? You know what it reminds me of? Similar to the jalapeno poppers, which yeah. I really like those. And, yeah. you know, I mean, ranch, I'm not a huge fan of ranch dressing.
No, but think about, do you dip your pizza in ranch?
Yes.
Yes. So why wouldn't you enjoy deep fried ranch, I guess, because it's somewhat similar.
Cover me in ranch. I'm in.
I'll give it a try. I'll give it a go.
Yeah. All right. Well, those are our leads this morning. Coming up, we will get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said in sports. And that includes what Drake May said about the injustice, the incredible injustice done to him by his Patriots overlords. We will get to that coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.